It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. Okay, today let's head down to the Sunshine State. And it's actually, you know, state of Florida is better known for the birthplace of two very, very famous people, Mickey Mouse and your host, Mike Cunningham. I'm actually an Orange County, Orlando born individual. Oh. So I have a big heart for this state. So help me welcome representing Florida, Mr. Gary Dixon. Gary, thanks for joining us. First of all, grateful for you here. Why don't you start? Let's get an introduction of your history in the state of Florida, coaching high school track and field.
Okay. Currently, I'm retired, 42 years coaching, originally from Northern New Jersey, came down in 88, started coaching with my daughter, secured a teaching position, has been coaching since, mostly middle school, all events, but quite for the last 20 years, it's been in throws coaching, shot down, as low as our sixth grade students in our middle school, and I continue to follow these students and coach them up through high school and try to get them into college.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate you doing that. You know, we live and die on coaches. And so we're very, very grateful for your service there with our young people. All right. So let's start with the state of Florida. Some states have public versus private, a separate sector path to a state meet. What is it like in Florida, public and private schools? All together, separate? What are we doing there?
All together, there's four divisions, 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A. They compete based on population of in their school. The only kind of difference is with IMG Academy. They have not been in our state series since they've been in Bradenton. I do believe this year might be the first year that non-PGs can compete in a state series.
Non-PGs.
Postgraduates. Because you can do a PG year there, I believe.
Gotcha. Postgraduate. Okay, perfect. Okay. So next question was how many divisions? So we've got four classes or divisions, 1 through 4A. Which is 1A small, 4A big?
1A is small, 4A is big.
All right. Perfect. So we got four state championship teams for boys and for girls. How do we qualify? What's our first round? Area, divisionals, sectionals, what do we call it in Florida? What's the first round of the state series?
District meet. It's a district meet. Goes district, regionals, and then state championships or states. Depends on who you're talking to, what they call it.
So district is first. How do kids qualify for district? Is that an all-comers meet? Anybody can enter, or is there any kind of standard for that?
Four per event. They do have some qualifying standards, I think, for fourth. But it's four per event, one relay team per school.
So any school can pretty much put in 400-meter kids, four long jumpers, four two-milers, one relay per event. Okay. And we host the district meet. How many qualify from the districts to go on to regionals?
Four. Let me just make sure. I got my notes here. So, excuse me, top three.
All right.
So top three go to regionals.
All right. So out of districts in our triple jump, we've got the top three from each one of these classes, 1, 2, 3, 4, go to a regional meet.
Correct.
Okay. Now we're at regionals, so we've taken it from districts down to regionals. Do we know how many regionals we have?
Oh,
yeah, it's tough.
No, because there's a lot of district meets. off the top of my head, I didn't research that.
Yeah, but no problem. But we know it's smalls, right? There's more districts and there's regionals because it comes down to regionals. Right. And now we're at regionals, which is right before our state meet. How many out of regional go to the state meet?
This is where it gets a little tricky. Top two.
Okay.
Plus up to 10 at large. There's four regional meets. So you have next best throws, then the top throws.
So let's say that again, because that's interesting. It's a little different and it's important. So top two. Yeah. So automatically first place and second place, each event, you're going to the state meet.
Okay.
And then say it again.
So out of regions, there's two per region. And then once they get those eight places, that with up to 10 at-large bids out of all the regions, I would say there are four regions. Don't pick the top. They'll pick the top at-large guys after that in all events.
And up to 10.
Up to 10. I think it depends on the size, how many lanes in the track at the state final meet.
And then we go to state. So where do states happen? Either I don't know if they're a permanent site or do they rotate? Where are we typically hosting state meet? And are all four at the same venue or do they split that up?
All four at the same venue. It is in North Florida, which last year was at University of North Florida. It was originally, the bid was University of Florida, but they had some construction issues. So it was moved from UF to University of North Florida. It has been at IMG Academy, which is kind of ideal because it's in the middle of the state.
Yeah, good point.
If you're a Key West Miami kid, you're going a long way to go to UNF.
So let me make sure I heard what you just said right there then. So it's been held at IMG, but IMG right. couldn't qualify for the meet.
Correct.
Now there is uniqueness.
We could do an episode on that.
Yeah, I was about to say, it feels like there's way more to unpack on that one. Awesome. Okay, so we start with districts, four per event, go on to a regional meet. Top three from districts goes on to regionals. And then out of regionals, you got to be in the top two, up and then up to 10 at large to make it to the state meet, which is kind of bounced between University of Florida and University of North Florida these past few years. Does that sound right?
It hasn't been with the Gators in a while.
Oh, okay.
It's been at IMG.
IMG in North Florida.
It's a fantastic facility.
We did NCAA Division Twos down there.
Twos twice, there.
That was
great.
It's really good, yeah. So the state meet, what kind of format? You got four classes, you got boys teams, girls teams. Is this a one-day meet, 3-day meet? How do we actually run the series there, the state meet?
In the past, it was a 2-day meet. Let's say 1A and 3A. And then 2A and 4A, but in recent years, it's been a separate meet for each division. So it's had a 1A meet, like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, wow. So Wednesday would be all 1A, Thursday would be all 2A?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting. That's cool. I like that. Okay, in Florida, if we think of the standard events, the 1, 2, 4, 8, long jump, triple jump, maybe relays, 4x1, 4x4, 4x8, anything different or special there in Florida that we do event-wise or maybe don't do?
They're moving to 400 intermediate hurdles.
Oh, right.
Three. I think they made that move last year.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while. There was a gentleman that ran with the baton as far as getting javelin back in Florida.
Nice. So javelin. Yeah.
So this year is an option year for for the plug. So it's an optional year. I think it'll continue to be optional, I think, in dual meets, invitationals and stuff based on the facility.
Very good.
They're going real deal on the jav.
Yeah. And 400 hurdles, in javelin, we have we're up to probably about 25, 26-ish states now. We're about half of states that have javelin. But the 400 hurdles, I can only think of two other states. So that's a pretty unique event to move from the 300 to the 400 hurdles.
Yeah, makes sense, though.
It does. Yeah, I think so. That's going to be tough, though. I mean, it's a different event, as many, many people who've gone from high school to college can attest to.
I could say that.
I love it. In Florida, after we have the state meet, is there anything, some states do a, call it an unofficial state meet for heptathlon or decathlon or hammer, anything like that, that you know of going on in Florida?
Well, I'm from New Jersey, and with how New Jersey ended their season was at a meet called the Meet of Champions.
Right.
I don't know if it was top two or top three from each of the divisions, including the AF parochial A and parochial B. I don't know how they do it now, but it's been a long time since I've been there. But have a true meet of champions. Have a true meet of champions. Bring all those kids together, and so that's eight, maybe a couple at large bids, one from each division, bring you up to 12, fill the field out, and let it go.
That's what you would do to change. Yeah, yeah. I love that. I am a big proponent of meet of champion type meets. Absolutely. I agree with that.
That's what I would do.
Yeah, 100%. Last couple of questions here, Gary, do we do anything special after the state meet in regards to do we do a heptathlon decathlon meet or a hammer meet or anything like that? Yeah.
Not for hep and decathlon, twice a month. And we were open hammer weight, super weight all the way. Well, not, we don't let the little kids sort of super weight, but, we do hammer and weight. We train hammer and weight here in Sarasota, and, there's a group, in Fort Lauderdale also. So I think getting kids that exposure pre-college as an added value is terrific in a recruiting process.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with that. And you touched on it earlier, but end this out today here, settle the argument. What's the culture there? Do you qualify for the state meet or do you qualify for states?
My guy I'm coaching says, I'm going to states, coach. Going to states.
I like it. That's what I do too. Yeah. I like states. Just one easy word. I'm from Alabama, so I got to keep it easy words here. Gary, thank you so much. This was a great insight into Florida. You know, we did this to start conversation and for other states to see what other people do. And so I love the uniqueness of moving to the 400 hurdles, big proponent of adding the javelin, of course. So super excited to see Florida leading the way in high school track and field.
Well, there's one thing I need to add. I don't know how the other states do it, but we have a ambulatory and wheelchair divisions.
Yes. Okay.
They've added more events this year. They've added, with my little cheat sheet. Basically, it's a full event. 1, 2, 4, 8. Shot put and jab.
Now, is that a separate scoring system, or does that add to the points of the school of that athlete?
No, it does not add to the points. There's not a separate division. There's not a separate state championship for Sarasota won the boys wheelchair division or the boys. That's not in the books.
Got it. That's awesome. Yeah, I know some states are doing that. Wisconsin has a long history, but that's encouraging to see those athletes getting the chance to
compete. Yeah, it's nice. They've added it. In the past, I think it was just the 1, 8 and the shot and jab. Now they've added more events, and at least one meet when I was coaching a young lady from Booker High, they had an abilities 4x1 where it was two special needs athletes and two non-special needs athletes running a 4x1. That was awesome.
And that is awesome. Anymore, but
it might have been 14, 15 or 20.
I have not heard that.
I think that's super. And I'm a retired special ed teacher, so it's terrific.
I have not heard that, and I do think that's super. I agree with that. It'd be way cool to see that expand.
Yeah, it's a mixed relay. It was good.
Awesome. Well, thanks for bringing that up, Gary, and thank you for representing Florida. Very grateful for you.